From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Sean Whiting and his band. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. And hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. listen locally, encouraging everyone to engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. Learn more at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and I'm here along with Brad Becker to welcome you to Red Barn Radio, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight is our 611th live concert performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present a program of great live music with Sean Whiting and his band. Sean was born in the mountains of West Virginia and raised in the hills of Eastern Kentucky. He is a singer-songwriter saturated with the influence of the South, but with the feeling in the soul of the blues. So let's get this program started. Please welcome Sean Whiting to the Red Barn stage.
Thank you.
Now, here is Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Sean Whiting and Band. And Brad, we sure have a lot of musical talent on the stage today, don't we?
Yeah. All right, welcome to Red Barn Rocks. Sean, you're from Paintsville, born and raised there?
I was born in Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay.
I was immediately, after a month old, I moved to Eastern Kentucky and pretty much been raised there the rest of my life.
Can you walk us through when the musical journey started?
It started as a child. Music is something that I have always, it was born in me. I've always loved it, and I've always understood large portions of it, rhythms and beats, mm-hmm. and being able to sing on key and pitch and things like that. For whatever reason, I was always able to do that. As I grew up, I loved music. I played and sang all growing up, but once I was out of high school, I really took playing guitar seriously and started performing in front of people at about the age of 18, 19. And then from that on, I played in a lot of cover bands and things like that. And
always the lead singer?
Always, yeah. I've always been a lead singer. That's my instrument. You know, I play at a guitar. I don't really consider myself a guitar player or anything like that. To finally the beginning, I'd made attempts of trying to be a musician. I was a musician, but I was trying to make attempts at trying to make it a career, but I didn't know how to. And then fortunately, this thing called the internet came out, and there was a lot of ways to inform yourself on there, and I started doing a lot of research. And a little over 2 years ago, I was laid off from my job driving a truck. I did that for about 15 years or so, and my mother had just passed away. And so to me, it was like we don't know how much time we've got left, so now's as good a time as any to try to do this thing like I want it to. And so that's what finally the beginning means, is it's finally the beginning of what I hope to be a music career.
Yeah, gotcha.
Darkness falls, rises in light, moves us on, hell and I. See the light of the moon, it's a marvelous thing, it can bring you to tears, it can make you sing. Harvest the moon, put it in a song. I'll teach you the words, baby, so you can sing along. Sing the highs and lows through the ocean tide. We'll run from the clouds, baby, and shine on the night. Shadows at night. See, I'm a child of the moon, friend to the stars, created in June by the moon and the dark. We'll harvest the moon, put it in a song, teach you. Thank you.
Not all my songs are autobiographical, but there's a part of me, and you know, in all of them. Of me, I only write about what I feel. I don't feel like, well, I'm a great storyteller, but I feel like I can get across emotion, because that's what I'm about, is the delivery. If I can't make you feel what I'm saying through the words, I want you to feel what I'm doing through, you know, how I'm saying it.
Yes. You don't feel that you're a good storyteller?
I feel like I definitely feel like I could work on that. That's something that I, because I always want to continue to get better, and I know I have plenty of room to grow. So that's something I would like to get better at. Yeah.
Self-love, sort of. What role has that played for you in, I don't know, being able to step forward and move ahead, especially after your mom's passing?
I feel like that's part of growing up in maturity and getting wiser. You know, a person can be smart, but they may not be wise. And I feel like I'm fortunate to be on the planet for 42 years. I'm a little wiser. I spent a lot of time, like a lot of people do, insecure about things. Everybody is. And it was finally time for me to learn how to accept myself and love myself. Mm. So that's kind of what that song, you know, it's, I'm on top of the world, and I won't stay there, you know. Right now, I'm living the life that I always wanted to live, so, you know, I'm right there on top of the world, and I plan on sticking around for a while. Yeah.
Come down.
and Security song where you say, don't be afraid.
Maybe I was just trying to convince myself, you know, it's like, we're all insecure, we're all imperfect, nobody's perfect, and I decided to write about it, you know, and why not? Who writes about things like that? There's usually a deeper meaning to the lyrics in my songs, and I like for people to be able to interpret it however they want.
Yeah.
I don't really necessarily want to tell somebody what the song's about, but if they want to know, I will, but I want them to get their own interpretation, but yeah, you know, and that's kind of, I was, with the insecurity, that's kind of, you know, I guess it was also telling myself part of the learning process and growing as a person.
I am the dark.
You said you were a truck driver for a time. What'd you like about driving a truck?
The people. I met a lot of great people. A lot of interesting characters that I would have never met otherwise. You know, and you're kind of your own boss. You know, you kind of do your own thing. You don't have somebody watching over you all the time.
Listen to a lot of music?
Yes. I dove into a lot of catalogs driving a truck. But, you know, it's just the solitude of it. For some, you know, for me, it was a bit much. I always hated that, spending hours and hours on the road by myself and things like that. You know, it's good to have time with your own thoughts, but sometimes, you know, it's like, I don't want to be in right. this in his head anymore.
Yeah, right. Speaking of meeting interesting and crazy people, how'd you meet these guys here on the stage?
Man, it just so happens I met them at a truck stop. They were all hitching a ride. They'd all been out Sturgis or somewhere. I don't know. They were selling hot dogs or something.
Well, I'm leaving. I'm leaving here for good.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Sean Whiting and his band. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Sean Whiting and his band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.